back to The Home Stretch with Pat Daugherty. The first take on high school, the region, and the world of sports on Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station, ESPN Radio 102.7.
Welcome back here to The Home Stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm Pat Daugherty. Hanging out with me here today, my cohort for the Elkhart County High School Basketball Game of the Week, Bill Galletti, as we continue to hope and pray that Todd Burlidge gets back healthy. He's still battling some pneumonia. So, Todd, if you're tuning in, hope you feel better today, buddy. All right, moving on. We're now joined by Chris Hagstrom-Jones, the Director of Media and Promotions over at the South Bend Cubs. And first and foremost, Chris, thanks for hanging out with us today.
And not a problem. Thanks, guys, for having me on.
So, let's start off with, what a great year for the South Bend Cubs last year. And you know there's going to be a lot of hype around obviously, the Cubs and the affiliation, but the entertainment, the team was great, great crowds. What was it like being in and around that ballpark on a nightly basis and seeing the excitement around South Bend Cubs baseball?
You know, that's one of the reasons why I got into doing what I do. I love being able to go out on the concourse, see all the fans, their smiling faces, running around, throwing popcorn in the air. No, not really that necessarily, but... you know, people have such a great time, and that's why I love doing the promotion side of things. We get to come up with some new ideas, some great ideas, and you've seen a lot of fans out last year, over 350,000 fans packed into Four Winds Field. They saw a first-half championship, first time the South Bend Cubs franchise has won a champion or a first-half championship, whereas, of course, South Bend Silverhawks have a couple of them, as well as a Midwest League championship back in 2005, so... You know, having that playoff atmosphere, and of course the Chicago Cubs being good, that has really helped us as well. Everybody comes out and they love seeing when we put up the Cubs highlights, or we'll show some of the games prior to the game. You know, we've been lucky enough to have a great partnership to be able to put the games on the video board before our games. So fans are just—they're incredible. They love the Cubs. They love the Cubs being here in South Bend. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that. Having a World Series championship to the Cubs affiliation has helped as well.
Yeah, and being a lifelong Cubs fan as I am, I'm very excited to have the Cubs right next door, and obviously the success that the big boys up at the major league level have been having. But hey, if you're excited and want to work for the South Bend Cubs, there's an opportunity to have an opportunity for that coming up tomorrow.
That's right. So we've got our second of three job fairs. It's tomorrow at Penn High School. It'll be from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Now, we're encouraging folks to come out there early and have your application filled out. You can get it online at southbendcubs.com. If not, we'll have plenty of applications there for you already. You know, we're looking for some of those key positions, ushers, ticket takers, ticket sellers, the fun zone, concessions, custodial, you know, all of those positions. It's not just about working at a baseball stadium and doing that one specific job. The number one job or the number one responsibility of every employee at Four Winds Field is to thrill our guests. Make sure that they're enjoying themselves. Have a great time. So if you're an energetic person, you like people, and you like to make people happy, then this is the job for you. If you're looking for just a job to come out and, you know, work 4 or 5 hours a game, this may not be the right place for you, because our goal is to make sure our fans are having the best possible experience, and that starts with our part-time employees.
Once again, we're talking to the Director of Media and Promotions for the South Bend Cubs, Chris Hagstrom-Jones, and talking about some of the great things that you guys do with the community. Talk a little bit more about the South Bend Polar Plunge coming up on Saturday, February 25th. Actually, my daughter's birthday, so maybe for her birthday, I'll take the plunge.
That would be fantastic if you want to come out, and I'd make sure we get a photo with Stu and you as well. You can make sure you get it to her. No, but this is a really great promotion. I'm excited for this. Working with Buzz Leal, he's one of the regional directors of Special Olympics Indiana. He approached me about this idea, and I was absolutely all for it. And, of course, Joe Hart, Andrew Berlin, anytime we can go give back to the community, we want to do that. So we're encouraging all of our fans to go to southbendcubs.com and register, or you can go to firstgiving.com and register for the South Bend Polar Plunge. You know, across Indiana, there's a lot of great polar plunges happening on Saturdays. Ours is Saturday, February 25th. And if you're a little afraid of the cold water, you certainly do not have to plunge, but you can donate, and that's what we're looking for is donations. I personally am taking part in the polar plunge and trying to raise money for the South Bend Cubs. It's a large goal. It's $1,000, but I'm hopeful that we can, you know, if $10 is all you can give, if $5 is all you can give, that's all we're asking, because the money that's raised at these polar plunges goes towards the athletes of Special Olympics to help them train, to help them get to the regional Special Olympics, and, of course, the national Special Olympics. It's just a great, if you've never been to one, you want to go to it, because there's just so much positive energy, so many great athletes. You know, I highly recommend going to a Special Olympics event. But I encourage everybody, southbendcubs.com, make sure you click on our Polar Plunge link, and then you can either donate or sign up.
I definitely second the, if you have an opportunity to go to one of these Special Olympic events, please do. I worked with people with disabilities for about 6 years, and that's something that's very close to my heart, a passion point of mine. As you mentioned, some great athletes, great personalities, too, as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There are some great kids. And, you know, I actually, one of my best friends had an illness, and I got involved with a program called Buddy Baseball. He had Down syndrome, and he couldn't run the bases very well, so I would go out there and help him out with baseball. And that's really my love for baseball and Special Olympics kind of tied in. So this also is a close personal project of mine. And so anytime we can get people, or that we can get the South Bend Cubs to join the Special Olympics, I certainly do my best. But it's a great, great cause, and please come out. Even if you don't want to plunge, you can come on out and watch people plunge on February 25th. The Stadium Club will open at 10 a.m. for registration. Noon is when we're going to start the actual plunging, and we have a special offer for anybody that's listening. If you register, the first 50 people that register right now, and if they raise $100 or more, will receive a ticket to the South Bend Cubs game on April 20th. And if you know, the World Series trophy is going to be at Four Winds Field on April 20th. So not only are you going to donate to a great cause, but you're also going to be getting a chance to the World Series trophy.
Nice, even better. And once again, we're joined by Chris Haxton-Jones, the Director of Media and Promotion for the South Bend Cubs. Coming up tomorrow, really a deadline, but if you're still trying to figure out the perfect Valentine's Day gift, well, the South Bend Cubs have you covered.
That's right. You know, Pat, I'm sure that you already got all your Valentine's Day plans way in advance. You know, you're not a last-minute guy. I know
Definitely not.
We do have our Valentine's Day packages available. The deadline is tomorrow. With that Valentine's Day package, you can get the regular package, which includes a $25 gift card to Papa Vito's, chocolate from Walker Reese's Dime Store, tickets to a South Bend Cubs home game, $20 in Cubby cash, and two T-shirts. Now, this is normally a $150 value, only $99. It is a great value. And if you want to upgrade that to a VIP package, Stu or Swoop could deliver that Valentine's Day package for you on February 13th.
Even better. Once again, the Director of Media and Promotions, Chris Haxton-Jones from the South Bend Cubs. I'll tell you what, man, it's been great being a Cubs fan. See, I remember even being younger and having the South Bend White Sox still over there, the Cove, the original, and whatnot. It's great to have a Chicago team back here. Being a Cubs fan, I can't think of a better affiliation to be in South Bend. And appreciate all you guys do. Great stuff coming up here in South Bend as well. And once again, Chris Haxton-Jones joining us here on the show. Chris, thanks for taking some time today and hanging out with us, man.
Hey, not a problem. Stay dry, guys, from this wet weather, and let's go Cubs.
There we go, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.